Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Alternate endings are nothing new, but it's fun to jump down the rabbit hole and see all the various ways that your journey can end. Some endings are trickier to find than others, though. We've got 10 of the rarest endings that we think pretty much no one would have seen without already knowing about them, using a guide, or checking them out on YouTube. Do let me know down in that comment box if I'm wrong and if you have seen any of these endings, but I reckon I've got a few that'll stump you. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 rarest video game endings nobody unlocked. Number 10, Harvest Moon. Complete failure. First up, we've got an ending to Harvest Moon for those of you who probably shouldn't have been playing Harvest Moon. If you're more of a town mouse, you may have been one of the very, very few players who may have achieved the complete failure ending, which does pretty much exactly what it says on the tin. Harvest Moon, also known as Story of Seasons, lets you do all sorts of things. Raise livestock, get married, grow crops, make friends, or you could do none of that. If the other 19 endings didn't pan out for you for one reason or another, you may have found yourself with this one that requires you to be the world's worst farmer. Attain less than 100 happiness, raise no livestock, and stay unmarried, and you'll see the ending where you exit your home and run away from the farm as your dog barks after you. To get this ending, you'd have to boot the game and then just keep going to bed every day, achieving nothing. I can't imagine anyone getting this one organically, but then again, I wasn't paying a ton of attention when I played Stardew Valley, and the first thing I tried to do after getting dropped at the farm was get back on the bus, so yeah. Number 9, Hollow Knight, Delicate Flower. Hollow Knight is infamous for the gauntlet of pain you'll have to endure if you're trying to get the Embrace the Void ending. This ending isn't hidden at all, nor is it an ending you wouldn't want, it's just really bloody tricky to pull off. Hollow Knight's free DLC Godmaster introduced Godhome, an area located in the Dream Realm that includes a bunch of locations to take on increasingly brutal bosses. Beat all 5 ridiculously tricky pantheons, replete with what amount to the toughest fights in the game, and you're on your way. In the final pantheon, the Pantheon of Hallownest, you'll have to take on no less than 42 bosses in a row. You can't save, and if you die, you're kicked right back to the beginning. Sounds ridiculously hard, right? Well, not to worry, it gets worse. To achieve the Delicate Flower ending, you've got to do all that same stuff, but you also need to pick up the Delicate Flower and deliver it to the Godseeker, which, just so you know, happened to be in 2 completely different parts of the map. Also, make sure you don't take any damage or teleport or ride the Stagways, or the flower is destroyed. I do know what the title of this video says, but I also know there's gotta be at least one or two of you in the comments who've actually done this, and for that, I congratulate you. Number 8, Firewatch, The Helicopter Leaves. Firewatch is a gorgeous adventure game where you can adopt a turtle, develop a deep relationship over radio, and delve deep into the forest. Protagonist Henry forms a really interesting connection with his main point of contact, Delilah, throughout the game's events. You chat about work, your respective histories, and exchange opinions on the mysteries that present themselves in the wilderness around your watchtower. Without spoiling the series of events, the game ends with a rampant wildfire and you're told you need to evacuate. Enter the secret ending. You can go ahead and do that and get the ending the game has intended for you, or you can chill out in the soon-to-be-scorched forest for 2 minutes, and then the helicopter leaves without you. This is a little weird given Firewatch is a game where you otherwise can't die and can play at your own pace, but there you have it, punished for dawdling. Or it's an emotional choice made by a guy who's decided he doesn't really have much to go home to. I'll leave that one up to you. Number 7, Inside, Secret Ending, Another gorgeous game where you definitely can die is Inside, and while you'll have no trouble finding the traditional ending, the secret ending requires an awful lot of legwork. For this one, I have to emphasize that we are talking about game endings you've personally seen, and not ones you've looked up on YouTube. I say that because I absolutely looked this one up myself. If you did uncover it yourself, good on you. To unlock the secret ending to Playdead's gloomy 2016 masterpiece, you'll need to play through the game once already. Find all 14 hidden glowy orbs spread throughout the game, break them, and restart. You'll then need to arrive at the location of the second orb in the farmland where you can find a hatch in the floor. Head down, enter the bunker, and enter a closed door. Execute an audio puzzle correctly, and boom, hours of play later, you will be able to explore a new area that is, well, kind of just as ambiguous as the rest of the game. It appears to let the boy pull the plug on the lab, effectively shutting it down, and then the game ends. What all that means in typical Inside fashion is up to you, dear viewer, but I'm betting there's plenty of you who didn't manage to see this ending on your own. Number 6, Mass Effect 2, the most dangerous romance option. Maybe you didn't unlock this ending because you'd already picked Liara as your ride or die romance option from Mass Effect 1, maybe you didn't unlock it because you wanted to side with Samara, or maybe you just didn't want to die. Honorable mention in the rare endings nobody unlocked category for anybody who managed to get everyone killed off in Mass Effect 2 inadvertently because, seriously, how? But this entry is for romancing Morinth. So technically this is more of a game over screen than a true alternate ending, but I'm gonna allow it because it's ludicrous. You have plenty of options for romance in the Mass Effect series, and I'd say a good 99% of them don't result in your death. This is not one of those options. In Mass Effect 2, you meet Morinth, an Ardat Yarkshi suffering from a genetic disorder that, if we're not putting it delicately, causes her to kill off her partner mid-banging. She's also pretty into the killing people part, so it's safe to say she's not your Paragon Shepherd's preferred partner. Especially as the only way of keeping her alive is to side with her over her mother Samara, who is really just trying to stop Morinth from doing the whole murdering thing. If you do have Morinth's back and kill Samara, you can romance her. If for some reason you don't say, "No thanks, I'd rather live," when she tries to take your relationship to the next level, you will straight up die. If you did manage to get this ending organically, I don't want to say I told you so, but you really were warned.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Ogre Battle, The March of the Black Queen, the true ending. The true ending being synonymous with the one that's going to take you months to pull off is not the most fun thing to find out as a gamer, and this SNES classic does exactly that. Cast your mind back to 1993, if you were alive in 1993, and we've got Quest's real-time tactical JRPG, Ogre Battle, The March of the Black Queen. As I've said, some endings on this list are rarely unlocked because it's unlikely you'd choose the options to arrive at them. This one is just capital H, capital W, hard work. This one has a ton of different endings, but the only true ending, the world ending, requires you to have collected all 12 Zodiac Stones, have a reputation meter that's almost full, and recruit Rawny and Tristan, but not Gabe. You also need to acquire the 3 Mystic Treasures. If that's all Greek to you, don't worry. I think you get it, it's just a lot of legwork. Finally, if you want to see every one of those unique closing credit scenes, you'll have to have recruited everyone and kept them alive through the game. Number 4, Silent Hill, UFO ending. I'm absolutely dropping an honorable mention here for the dog ending, where it turns out the entire events of Silent Hill 2 were controlled by a Shiba Inu called Mira, but we're actually going to change things up and talk about the UFO ending of Silent Hill the First. To achieve the ending where the little lights descend on Harry Mason and he meets full-on skinny blaster-toting grey aliens with giant heads and black eyes, you have to have finished the game at least once, which is probably for the best, otherwise some players would be coming away with a really skewed idea of what Silent Hill was about. You also have to find the channeling stones and then use them in 5 specific locations throughout the game world. Do that and the weird-ass UFO abduction ending is yours, but I'm betting you didn't stumble on it. My favorite part of this ending is that when the aliens actually rock up, Harry does find a moment to ask them if they've seen his daughter anywhere around. So weird. They do zap him right after that, because of course they do. Number 3, The Evil Within, stick to the script ending. This one also required you to have the DLC, and I'm betting some prior knowledge, otherwise I reckon the secret ending for The Evil Within would have passed you by. Tango Gameworks' 2017 survival horror game follows protagonist Sebastian Castellanos as he navigates a distorted nightmare world and its nasty, not-so-friendly inhabitants. The main antagonist is Ruvik, who, after losing his sister, began messing with STEM in the hopes of finding a way to reshape reality. It's all very complicated and I'm not going to spoil it for you here, suffice it to say there is the implication that you're within Ruvik's subconscious. In the DLC, you come face to, brain with Ruvik's brain, sitting in the STEM machine. Taking out the brain here would, as a result, stop the entire game world from existing. It's at this point you can choose to shoot the brain, which will give you a fake credits roll and the entertainingly named Stick to the Script achievement. Number 2, Disgaea 2, Cursed Memories, the worst ending. Contrasting sharply with the entries on this list that require you to put in a ton of legwork for the best ending, this one requires you to put in a ton of legwork for the worst ending. And I don't know why you'd want to do that. For context, we're talking about a game that players have reported takes over 100 hours to complete the main story, plus some extra content, while completionists are clocking up to 360 hours. Like many tactical JRPGs, there's a few different endings for you to end up with here, depending on the choices you've made in your playthrough. To achieve this ending, you would have had to have your protagonist Adele defeat the boss True Xenon, who is at level 2000, commit 99 felonies, and surpass 99 ally kills, one of which has to be Rosalind, the game's main heroine. The ending then takes a turn for the even worse, where you get possessed by the evil boss and then cannibalize your friends. Yeah, cannibalize them. I did say it was the worst ending. Number 1, The Dinosaur Game, The End. Alright, we're at number 1, so let's say you like to live dangerously and you romance Morinth, or you're just really good at games and you nailed Hollow Knight, or you're really bad at games and you sucked at Harvest Moon. Here's one ending I know you didn't get. Google's dinosaur game lives inside Chrome to entertain those of you who've unfortunately lost their internet connections. Or you can just enter the dino HTML address and go straight to it. It's not rocket science, you just watch the endlessly running T-Rex navigate the desert landscape, tapping the spacebar to help him avoid smashing into cacti or birds. He gets faster and faster until you inevitably slip up and it's game over. You may think there's no way this game has an actual end, but according to Chrome UX designer Edward Jung, the system's code does end and the game can be completed. The catch is that it would apparently take 17 million years to do so, so that's probably something that's not going to happen for most of us. Some people have claimed that once you hit 100,000 points, you reach level 2, which triggers a meteor to hit the dinosaur and restart the game. But there's others who say they've hit this point and nope, it's just...
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
More high-speed dino running and cacti dodging.